And let's remember now a man who changed the way we view football and eventually all sports. Ed Sable founded NFL Films, and he has died. NPR's Sam Sanders looks back at his life.
Ed Sable's first film for the NFL was of the 1962 championship, Green Bay Packers versus New York Giants. He opened with panoramic views, planes flying by, trains rolling on the tracks, and narration from CBS's Chris Schenkel.
This is Green Bay, Wisconsin. It is tucked away in the upper regions of Lake Michigan. In many ways, it's just another lake town.
By the time Sable's crew was filming the game at Yankee Stadium, they were shooting in 15-degree weather with frozen cameras. They weren't just filming football, they were making cinema. Just a few years later, Ed Sable became head of NFL Films. And then he and his son Steve revolutionized the way we watch sports.
What they did was establish and built the mythology of the National Football League.
Howard Katz is the chief operating officer of NFL Films today. He says the work of Ed and Steve Sable kind of made modern football.
The frozen tundra, America's team, all those things that are just part of the fabric of football were all elements that were created cinematically by the Sables.
Slow motion, microphones on players and coaches and refs, blooper reels, music, reverse angle replay. That was Ed and Steve Sable. And there was their longtime narrator, John Facenda. Some called him the voice of God.
They call it pro football. They play it under the autumn moon and the heat of a Texas afternoon.
Howard Katz says they didn't just influence sports.
Everybody tries to imitate the techniques of NFL Films. I mean, the television networks do with their long-lens, slow-motion cameras. All the other leagues have tried to apply those same techniques.
In his father's last video, a retrospective, Steve said his dad knew how to take a risk.
Dad always used to tell all of our cameramen, don't worry about failure. You can't soar like an eagle and crap like a canary.
There was more soaring than that other thing. Under Ed Sable's leadership, NFL Films won 52 Emmys. In his final film, Sable talked about what made him tick.
A grown man's love of a little boy's game. That's what inspires those who play football. And it inspired us.
Ed Sable died Monday. He was 98 years old. Sam Sanders, NPR News.